We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Up your Orlando Magic 113-88 winners over the Milwaukee Bucks, and for the first time in 4 years are back in the NBA freaking playoffs, baby. Let's go. Come on, doesn't matter how we got here. No, doesn't matter that we had a rough week, right? When and you're in, and the Orlando Magic did just that. Oh, let's go, boys and girls. Come on. Let's go. How fired up are we feeling, guys? And before I get to all these super chats, not only are the Magic in the playoffs as the 5 seed, because of everything else that has happened around you, the Orlando Magic play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round. We're going to spend the whole week talking about the Cavs, okay? I'm not going to sit here and break down that matchup. We got lots of time to do that. All I'm going to say is, if you had to pick one of those three teams, you would have picked Cleveland. Like between New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, you're picking Cleveland every single time. Doesn't make them easy. That's going to be a really tough matchup. But the Orlando Magic are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round. I cannot believe what has happened today. Welcome to the Six Man Show Postgame Live presented by Rock'em. Guys, I have some earth-shattering news for you, okay? Crazy news, all right? I want you to look at the top right-hand corner of the screen. Do you see this? I got a brand new, spicy, hot-off-the-press code for you to use at Rock'em.com to celebrate the Magic clinching the playoffs, all right? Today, use code PLAYOFFS. That will get you 30%, not 20%, 30% off of your order at Rock'em.com, okay? 30% off of your order at Rock'em.com. And I was also given the guarantee just a moment ago by Rock'em that if you order Magic playoff gear today, it is guaranteed to be at your residence in time for the playoffs next weekend. Come on now. Are you kidding me? You can get 30% off Magic gear and it gets to your house in time for the playoffs this weekend? Come on now. Let's go. Check out all the awesome Magic gear that they have. Socks, underwear, doesn't matter. All kinds of Magic stuff, all available for you. Again, code for the playoffs right now is code PLAYOFFS. Use that code. Literally the word PLAYOFFS gets you 30% off of your order at Rock'em.com, okay? And it's a code. You can use it, all right? 30% off, all right? Look at all this stuff. Socks, underwear, doesn't matter. Oh, my gosh, guys. Okay, so yeah, again, I'm going to say that several times tonight because I know some people hop in the show and hop out of the show. By the way, there is 200 of you here to celebrate. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Oh, gosh. Okay. Welcome to Six Man Show Postgame Live. I'm producer Kevin. I forgot all the formal introductions. We're just so fired up. If you're brand new here, welcome to the show. This is going to be a really fun week here at the Six-Man Show, okay? That's the beauty of not being in the play-in is we now get 6 or 7 days to... Obviously, the team can get physically, you know, rested and better and everything. Us at the Six-Man Show, we can take a few days to, like, breathe and get ready. And then we're getting crazy with the playoff coverage, guys. It's going to be insane. Lots of fun stuff. We're going to tell you all about watch parties, all kinds of other stuff this week. Guys, we're going pedal to the metal this week, okay? Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm producer Kevin Gladry here. Six-Man Show, we're an Orlando Magic podcast. We put out shows every Monday and Thursday. And we're here on YouTube after every single Orlando Magic game live. All right. Again, there's 200-something of you guys here right now. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Sunday afternoon. An amazing team win today. Paolo, Franz stepping up in the biggest game of their career so far, and they did not disappoint. All right, let's take a look at some of these super chats. We got several of them. Dennis says, this year has been incredible, but got to show love to the six-man community for helping being even more memorable. Orlando Magic forever. Let's go Magic. Dennis, thank you so much for that. Shout out to the fans, man. Fans all season long have been terrific. They've been with this team from the beginning, ride or die. Even when it got dicey this week, we're still there. And so shout out to the fans today at Kia Center. It sounded like a pretty good atmosphere. I know, you know, not next weekend, but, you know, the days after that, whenever game 3 and 4 ends up being, it's going to be a lot of fun at Kia Center. Ty Mr. TV says, hashtag, play the song, everybody. Showed up, everybody knew their roles, and man, Jonathan Isaac is DPOY, and Suggs is most improved. I don't care what the league says. Man, Jonathan Isaac, what an impact. What an impact. Actually, before we do that, you have given our first request to play the song, and guys, I cannot believe it's been a week since we played the song on this show, but let's do it. All right, folks. I do have to interrupt our super chats because for a limited time only, we have a very special guest joining the show. Let's see if this works. Oh, Jonathan, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Woo! Let's go, Jonathan Osborne of the Six-Man Show. Let's go, hanging out with us. Oh, bro, Magic playoffs bound with a 21 and 22-year-old as our best players, Jonathan. And we play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bro, how are we feeling?
Dude, I am legitimately emotional. I am just, like, going into this game, there was so much tension and just nerves. I was confident they were going to pull it off, but the ass-whooping that we just put on the Milwaukee Bucks, I am just at a loss for words. That was just... I'll never forget that, ever. I thought my favorite fan appreciation night was going to be the win against Atlanta a few years ago where DJ Augustine puts Trae Young in the blender. But this, nothing compares to this. This was just incredible. Like, all of the frustration the past couple weeks, completely forgotten, forgiven. If that's the effort that you're going to bring when it is all on the line and heading into the postseason, I don't know how you can hold that against this team. Just what a way to go out. Southeast Division champs, best team in Florida yet again. It took us long enough to get here, but here we are, and I am just so proud of this team, and I am so freaking excited for the playoffs, man. Like, what a win. I'm just sorry for cussing, but yeah. Oh, man, what a freaking win.
Oh, man, dude. Here's the thing. Don't let anyone, if anyone tries to tell you guys, oh, the Bucks, they didn't care. The Bucks tried to win this game, at least in the first half and maybe part of the third quarter. Do not let anyone on national media or otherwise, any other fan bases, sit here and try to tell you, oh, yeah, you guys got in because the Bucks, they were tanking. Stop it. That Bucks team tried, and they got off to a good start. But this Magic team was resilient. They fought the whole afternoon, and by the second, third quarter, they were just everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I mean, obviously, Jonathan, we'll be on the Six-Man Show. Everyone can listen to more, you know, in-depth breakdown of this game and looking ahead, obviously, to the playoffs and stuff. But super quick hitters really fast. Jonathan Isaac, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Gets his first start in a long time, but second start of the season. Dude was an impactful player from start to finish, especially, obviously, on defense. Gary Harris, Jalen Suggs, I thought both of them did a terrific job defensively. But again, ultimately what it comes down to, this team's identity is defense. The defense led to offense, and I was just super, super proud of how this team, and not just played, but played under pressure. Like, obviously, we pulled away, and it being comfortable. But early in that first half, that's pressure right there. When it's a close game, winning, you're in, losing, you have to go to probably Miami for a play-in. All that to say, I'm super proud of this team.
I mean, yeah, you can't put it any better than that. I don't really have much to add on top of that. It's just, it was all on the line. You had to win this game. Paolo Banchero, the way that he came out in that first quarter, just almost played a perfect game. Like, he played to almost as close as perfect. With all the stakes, everything, like, in consideration, it's one of his best games in a Magic uniform. Like, we have not seen that Paolo Banchero in several weeks, and the dude just came out on fire. And Jonathan Isaac, man, I don't know that I've ever seen, like, even going back to the Kristaps Porzingis game in Dallas a few years ago when J.I. was still healthy, this was such an incredibly impressive defensive performance. He single-handedly kept us in that game in the first half and in that second quarter, and just unbelievable all around. Not everybody was perfect tonight. You didn't have to be. Enough guys were so good, like Franz, Paolo especially. But, man, if everybody didn't leave it all out there every minute they were on the floor, even Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles, to start that fourth quarter, is flying around and trying to contest everything that he can. And then he hits the three that basically puts the final nail in the coffin for the Bucks tonight. If Joe Ingles is flying around like that, a lot of people would have, you know, far fewer issues with his defense. But what a fun game. Like, this was just, you couldn't ask for a better way to punch your ticket into the playoffs. Just really, really impressive.
Yeah, big time. I know you're a single dad right now. I know Carmen's out. I won't keep you long. Really quick, initial thoughts about playing the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I like our chances. I really like our chances. If it goes anything less than six or seven games, I'll really be surprised. You know, we split the season series with them. They have not looked great recently. The Magic are as healthy as they have been in literally years. J.I. has to start at the five. I think there's no question about it. The way that he impacted the game in the first half and the way that lineup looked when he was just swallowing up everything defensively. And when he's hitting threes and hitting mid-range step-back jumpers, that lineup is basically unstoppable. I really, truly believe that. And I really like our odds. If we're still playing basketball a month from now, I won't be surprised in the least.
Talk to me nice, Jonathan Osborne. Oh, bro, that's exciting. Man, thanks for hopping on here, bro. This is fun. I know you got to go, but hey, Jonathan, I'll also be joining Jonathan on the Six-Man Show tomorrow's episode, so you definitely don't want to miss that. It's going to be fun. And like I said, we'll talk obviously about this game and wrapping up the regular season, and then I think probably later this week is when we'll break down the matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, Jonathan, thanks for hopping on, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Smash that freaking like button. Let's go, Magic.
Let's freaking go. Thanks, dude. Oh, man. You know if it's a big game, Jonathan Osborne's going to hop in here, bro. Let's go, man. I'm so fired up. So freaking fired up. All right, let's get back to these awesome super chats. So far, we've had Dennis and Time Measure TV. Thank you so much for those guys. We got Armin with the very generous super chat. Says Orlando is back in the playoffs. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And this feels different, guys. This feels different. Like, 2019, 2020, you're in the playoffs. But it just felt like that was the ceiling, right? It felt like that was the ceiling of this team. And yet here we are in year three of a rebuild in the playoffs with your best players as 21, 22, and 22 years old. Although, you know, Jonathan Isaac might be as impactful as those guys right now, and he's a little bit older. But regardless, this feels different. This feels like the start of something new as opposed to 2019, 2020, which felt like the end of an era, right? So I think that's part of why, obviously, I'm excited for this season, but part of it is, like, this feels like the beginning. This feels like just the beginning, and I hope I'm right. Another super chat from Time Mr. TV says, Luke, this game is worth some nips, I'm just saying. that's funny. Michael Martin says, we are safe. Whew. Yeah, that was close. We left it late, but we'll take it. John Kern says, I like the matchup against Cleveland a lot. You and me both, bro. Would I say we're going to be favorites to win? Absolutely not. Cleveland on paper, are you kidding me? Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, like that's a tough team, right? And in a lot of ways, they're built to beat the Magic. You know, you think about those two bigs, you know, that roam the paint, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. But I think we've got as good of a chance against them as we do against anyone else we're going to play. Cool Bean says, we just, you love this phrase. We just hit the Bucks with the quick smell my fart. Great game for P5 and Franz Buckets. So proud of this team. Play that song. Let's go. Luis Rosario says, trying to get out of Kia Center to go see Ben. Go Magic. Yes, Ben is live right now outside of Kia Center with our next episode of the Six Fan Show. Bro, that episode is going to be unhinged. That is going to be insane. I cannot wait to catch that because it's so early, because, you know, obviously it's not even 4 o'clock yet. That episode will be up like this evening. I don't want to put a number on it. I don't know how late Ben's going to be getting home. It might just be a big party outside of Kia Center tonight, but I mean, probably 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight. That's going to be up live for you guys to watch. So definitely stay tuned to socials. And obviously if you aren't already subscribed to Six Man Show, hit that little bell, hear the notifications. That way you can see when that episode of the Six Man Show goes live tonight. Carlos says, if you had told me at the beginning of the season that we would make the playoffs and the Heat and Sixers would be in the play-in, I would have asked you to stop smoking that funny thing. Oh man, what a great point. Isn't that awesome? The beauty of this, right? Obviously, the beauty of this is the Orlando Magic have clinched a spot in the playoffs. First and foremost, we are Magic fans, right? That is amazing. All right, that's amazing. The other beauty of this is that this win keeps the Sixers and the Heat out of the playoffs and in the play-in. Now, more than likely, odds are they're both going to make it in the playoffs, right? Philly and Miami, last I checked, make sure all these scores are final. Yeah, Philly and Miami are going to play each other on Wednesday. They're going to play on Wednesday because of the Sixers complication. Anyway, they had a scheduling conflict, so they had to move the 7-8 game to Wednesday for the Sixers because the Flyers play in their building. Anyway, it's a long, complicated thing. Wednesday, 7-8, Sixers Heat, right? So obviously, I would guess the Sixers win that game. They're playing really well. I would guess Embiid plays that game. Sixers win, they're the 7th seed. Miami is going to play the winner, if that happens. Miami would play the winner of Chicago and Atlanta. Chicago, I think, may have a chance against Miami. I would doubt Atlanta does, but regardless, more than likely, the 7-8 is probably going to be Philadelphia, and then Miami or maybe Chicago. It would be amazing if this keeps Miami out of the playoffs, is what I'm getting at. If Philly can beat them in the first play-in game and then like Chicago can beat them in the second, that would be amazing to keep Miami out of the playoffs. And then Orlando just runs the state. Just matter of fact. Luke B with the super chat says, man, remember this season? It's been the most fun in a while. Also, when are playoff tickets coming out? I do not know. As soon as the game is over, I start the show right away. I have not seen. I don't know if they've already tweeted or updated the website. I would guess that playoff tickets, I don't know if they're going to be tomorrow, if they go on sale, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. The other thing is they will not announce the playoff schedule until Wednesday. Typically, the NBA in years past has not announced the playoff schedule until Wednesday. Although, now that I say it out loud, because the play-in schedule is going to be different this year, I really don't know. I don't know when they're going to announce the playoff schedule. In years past, it was Wednesday, but we'll see. We'll see. D. Randall says, that collective sigh of relief is the entire Magic fan base. Facts, man. It's just this mixture of like pure excitement for making the playoffs, surprise that we're going to play the Cavs, and yes, absolute just relief that this is where we are. Lee Sanders with the very generous super chat says, this is what I saved with the playoff code on my new Magic gear from Rockham, so I'm just passing it on. Cleveland ain't ready for this. Let's go. Yeah, guys, if you're just joining the show, I have a new code for you guys from Rock'em.com, okay? Because the Magic just clinched the playoffs, if you look in the top right hand of your screen, use code PLAYOFFS for 30% off of your order at Rock'em.com. Not 20%, no, 30% off your order at Rock'em.com, guys. This is the stuff we're working with here. I mean, socks, underwear, play the song socks, you know, Papa John's, Magic Wind socks, whatever. Whatever tickles your fancy. I will say really quick, okay? Classic edition boxers, classic edition socks. Moment of silence, everybody, for the classic editions, okay? Because classic editions don't get used in the playoffs. So today, unless the NBA changed their rules this year, which I've not heard that, today is the last time that you will see the classic edition jerseys, these blue star ones. That's why I'm wearing it today. Because the end of a great regular season for the Magic, but also it was even more special and more fun that they got to play in these so many times and play with that court so many times. So Wow, guys. Thank you guys for all those very generous 12 of you with those awesome super chats. Thank you so much. We're not gonna be able to hit all the other chats today, guys. There's still 250 of you here, and you guys have been going crazy in the chats. But obviously, if you submit a super chat, we'll read that. Speaking of which, right on cue, Ryan Singh says, guaranteed basketball for at least the first week of May, hopefully longer. I think let me pull up my handy dandy thing here that tells me when the games are likely to be. The only two games in May are game 6 and game 7. So if this series goes to 6 or 7 games, we'll be playing in May, or maybe we'll just sweep the Cavs and we don't have to do that. Just kidding. That's not going to happen. But yeah, I hope we're playing in May, man. I really, really do. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe what I just read. That is wild. Okay. Where do we go from here, guys? I will skim through some of these chats, guys. Okay. We're not going to be able to hit all of them. Janine, the loyal listener of the show, was at the game today. Playoffs, here we come. What an awesome experience to be there. I love this freaking team. Play the song. Let's go. Everett says, NBA Finals, here we come. Seth says, Pat Bev, you like that? The reason I actually was just laughing right before this is because I just now saw what was tweeted by our six-man show account. I'll let you go read that for yourself if you want to see it. Hubert with the six-man show says, play the song, 250-plus Magic Maniacs here to celebrate our team hitting another milestone. Our time is now. Hit that like button. Thank you, six-man show, for giving us a community. Blessed. Hubert, thank you so much, man. I appreciate those kind words. This is why we do this, guys. This is why the six-man show exists, to bring Magic fans together, to grow this fan base, all those things, man. It's just a very, very special, very, very special time here. Let's see here. There we go. Okay. Just hitting a couple other things here. All right, let's take a look at some of the other chats here, guys. Oh, man, you guys are just so fired up, and rightfully so. I mean, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for this season, guys. I'm so grateful. Like, crazy, crazy. Seth says, favorite game of the season, hands down. AB with the big slam. Yeah, that was fun. Fun little party at the end. Brian also says, take that, Pat Bev. Let's go. Rom says, the fans chanting, play that song is beautiful. I think that was probably the loudest play the song chant yet. I cannot wait for the playoffs. I hope we get an opportunity to do that. That's going to be so fun. Sam says, Dagger 3 by substitute teacher Aussie Jingling Joe. Let's go. That was amazing. That was amazing. There's a lot of questions in the chat here. I know a lot of this was from before the show started. But just to clarify, we are locked in here, guys. We are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. It does not matter. I know the Knicks-Bulls game went to overtime. Wow, they're still playing in overtime. That's the slowest game ever. Knicks-Bucks outcomes don't matter anymore, okay? Like, we are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round of the playoffs, which is just crazy. I don't want my excitement to come across as arrogance. Like, again, I would pick the Cavaliers to beat us in a 7-game series. Please don't mishear that, right? Like, I'm not doing this because I think we're going to win the series. But I think we have a shot, okay? I think we have a freaking shot at beating the Cavs and making it in the second round. Now, the reward for that is you play the Boston Celtics in the second round. That's the part that stinks about being the 4-5. But regardless, if we win a playoff series, I don't care. I don't, like, it would be fun. And I don't care if we lose in the second round to the Celtics. That sounds terrible, but I just don't care. I don't care at this point. Like, we're playing with house money. This team made the playoffs. That was our goal. We did it. Now, this team is not going to be satisfied. I'm not going to be satisfied. I hope you aren't either. But man, we got a chance to do something crazy, okay? The Cavs team, if this was back in, what was it, December, January, when they were rolling? Scary. This team is backing into the playoffs even more so than the Magic, which makes me feel pretty good. Quentin says, this makes me feel so much better while doing my taxes. That is so funny. Yeah, tax day tomorrow, everybody. If you haven't done it yet, now's a good time to do that. Oh, that is hilarious. Scott's Weekend Sports says, playoff basketball is back in this city. Beautiful. Let's go. Oh, man, I'm so fired up, guys. I'm so fired up.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
CN says, play that song, Kevin. Play it real good. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Andrew says, Franz hitting the two small on Pat Bev. That was spicy. That was awesome. Oh, man. Ryan says, when we took the lead at the 148 in the second quarter, that was a turning point in the game. Yeah, we didn't look back after that. Did not look back after that, which is pretty fun. Pretty fun. Oh, man. Mango says, yeah, we're 2-2 versus Cleveland this year. Yeah, the thing with those matchups is I'm trying to remember how many of those matchups both teams were fully healthy. I would guess that maybe not any of them both teams were fully healthy. So it's been very interesting to see what happens with that. Gabe with a super chat says, that's what Doc Gets should have got Tim Duncan to Orlando. That's funny. Yeah. Thank you, Doc Rivers, for handing us this. Thank you, Charlotte, by the way. How about this? Shout out to Steve Clifford. Claps in the chat for Steve Clifford. Thank you, Steve Clifford. His last effort as an NBA head coach, he's stepping down as a head coach at the end of this season. His last stand as an NBA head coach is to help out his beloved Orlando Magic by sending the Cleveland Cavaliers down to the 4 seed. Oh, man. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you so much for that. Oh, man. Didala says Rockham's website appears to be down. Oh no. Are we flooding their website too much? Let me see if it's working for me. If Rockham doesn't work, you can always do rockhamsocks.com. Sometimes that Rockham, like I can't remember what the term. I'm not a IT guy. The advanced like link, whatever. Just do rockhamsocks.com. Usually that might help you out. Yeah, rockhamsocks.com. Wow. Okay. Whew. Goodness gracious, guys. I'm going to hit a few more of these chats. Then I want to talk more about this game a little bit. Obviously, Jonathan and myself will talk in depth more about it on tomorrow's episode of the Six Man Show. By the way, yeah, Luke is on a nice little cruise. He sent a picture of us or to us. He's got to watch it on his phone, watch this clinching game on the deck of the cruise ship with a nice little beverage, cold beverage, you know, on his side. Is pretty fun. Pretty fun. A lot of you reacting when Jonathan was on the show, asking for a warning next time he screams. That's pretty funny. Oh, man. Ty says, J.I. is the man. Total game changer. Absolutely. Michael says, got to do an emergency pod pronto. Bro, this is what we do. This is our version of emergency show. And then obviously the six-man show comes out every Monday and Thursday. So you know you can expect that by midnight tonight, our reaction to this game. Also, really quick, before I hit anything else, because there's 260 of you here, I feel like I need to share a couple things that are really important, okay, for the show and for everyone who's watching and is interested in the next few weeks, right? This is what I want to do. Okay, first off, stay tuned to the six-man show. Obviously, we're not going to do another one of these live shows until next weekend after game one, right? So what I was going to say is stay tuned to our social media. Tune into the six-man show on Monday and Thursday because we're going to be giving a lot of information coming up about several things. Number one, watch parties, okay? Obviously, road games in a playoff series, we're going to be doing watch parties. The plans are huge, guys. I've teased it a little bit on this show before. We've said we're not talking about those plans at all until we clinch because we did not want to be blamed for jinxing, okay? We've clinched. And so over the coming days, you're going to hear about our plans for watch parties. And let me tell you, we're going big, all right? I mean, as you'd expect, right? Like, the watch party is going to be insane, okay? So you're not going to miss those. Number two, our show, okay? Like going into the playoffs, obviously the playoff schedule is insane. It's intense and there's a lot happening. What is it going to mean for us and for the six-man show, like the podcast and the live streams and all that kind of stuff? Once we get the schedule, which again should be Tuesday or Wednesday-ish, maybe even, they'll announce game one soon. Like Tuesday or Thursday, or Tuesday or Wednesday. The whole schedule might not come out until Thursday because the play-in schedule has been altered than previous years. And so it might not be till Thursday till we get the whole schedule, okay? Whenever that happens, we will give you updates about the show, about watch parties, all that kind of stuff. So because if you are someone that just tunes into these live post-game shows, which we know, we can see the stats. There's a healthy number of you that actually just watch this show and don't watch the podcast, which, by the way, you should watch the podcast. But for those of you that don't, because we won't be back until next Sunday, follow us on social media, watch the Six-Man Show, listen to the Six-Man Show, whatever it is, and we'll keep you posted on all that information because there's going to be a lot of information coming at us very soon, okay? All right. I think I saw a super chat while I was running my mouth. Nope, sure didn't. A couple other thoughts from the chat here before I look at some of these stats and talk about this game because there's a decent amount to talk about here. Scott's Week in Sports says, as Magic Maniacs, we deserve this for going through trying years. Let's keep this going. Absolutely. Destined for Greatness says, loved that Paolo and Franz felt like they got back on track this game. Absolutely. Absolutely. Loved seeing that. Obviously, we'll go through the box score here in just a second, but Paolo and Franz are really good. So the Knicks beat the Bulls in overtime. Wow. So the New York Knicks are the 2 seed, and their reward is probably going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. That is crazy to me. Knicks, Sixers in the first round. That's wild. Wild. Okay. What I was saying was Franz was terrific tonight. Still didn't shoot the 3-ball that well, but he got one to go. So it's something. Nuke says the division champ shirt is out on Fanatics already? No way. They are swift over there. It's probably because they've had the shirt ready for about a week because we could have clinched it 5 days ago, and so they've just been waiting for us to do it. Sure enough, there it is. Oh, and the playoff slogan, guys, the playoff slogan is here. I don't know if the Magic officially announced it, but it's on Fanatics, so I can share it. Everybody in, let's go. Everybody in, ladies and gentlemen. That is correct. Blue and White Ignite has been retired. I think that's totally justified because it's been around for, 15 or 16 years. But yes, this is the playoff slogan this year, guys. Everybody in. All of us. It's kind of what the Six-Man Show is all about, right? Let's go. Everybody in. We're all in. Well, not all in. That's Cleveland's thing. But everybody in. Everybody in. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. All right, we did just get a super chat here. Another one from Luis Rosario says, Cole with the Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Week. It could be Cole. It could be the Paolo one. The Paolo one was really big as far as like how the game was feeling. I'll have to talk with Jonathan Luke about that, but we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. Oh, goodness. Let's see. Where do we want to go from here? Let's take a look at the box score, guys. Because a lot of interesting things. Yes, everybody in. Let's go. Let's go. We already mentioned Paolo and Franz, 25 and 26 for those two respectively. Franz with 25 on 10 of 21 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, hit all 4 of his free throws, 5 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, no turnovers in 32 and a half minutes. Franz was great. Literally the only thing you can complain about for him tonight is shooting the 3-ball. He makes one or two more of those. He has a sensational game. Paolo, speaking of sensational, 26 points, 11 boards, 7 assists. His second straight double-double with a 7 assists. Had 3 turnovers, which in the grand scheme of things, I'll take it considering he plays 35 minutes. Goes 8 of 9 from the line. Take that, absolutely. 2 of 6 from 3, 8 of 19 from the field. Meh. But you'll take everything else. Jonathan Isaac gets his second start of the season. 10 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. 4 of 11 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, and the stuff that doesn't even show up on the stat sheet is what he's all about, man. He was so influential. Gary and Jalen combined for only 7 points. And yet, they were so impactful on this game. Their defense in this game was huge. Shout out to the starters today. I thought they took a little while. It was a little bit of a slow start. But shout out to them. They got it together and they were big time. Bench was also big time. Mo Wagner, 10 points, 5 of 6 from the field. He was great. Cole Anthony, I thought, was really good. Thought he could have even been, in some moments, a little more aggressive than he was. 13 points for him. The rest of the bench, Joe only takes one shot, but it's the dagger that puts the game away, which was really fun. Markel comes in for less than 6 minutes. How about that, guys? You see that? Less than 6 minutes for Markel Fultz. Everyone knows, if you've been around this game long enough, in the playoffs, the rotations shrink. Is Markel going to be a victim of that? I don't know. This could be a sign, though. Wendell coming off the bench. I thought Wendell was good tonight. I thought he was good. I think Jamal Mosley should consider this being Wendell's role and Jonathan Isaac starting in the playoffs against Cleveland. It's something to consider. He plays 14 minutes, 3 of 3 from the field. Two rebounds. I mean, I thought he was good. Shout out to Wendell coming off the bench tonight. You lose that first quarter by 8, and then you blow them out the rest of the way. Look at this, though. They combine in the second, third, and fourth quarters combined, they score 58 total points. 58 points. You hold the Bucks to 58 points in the final three quarters. Terrific. Terrific defense from this team. And again, I said it earlier on the show, if you weren't here, do not let anyone tell you that the Bucks were throwing this game. In the second half, maybe. Maybe. In that first half, no. They gave you their best shot in the first half, and you answered. Magic destroyed them points in the paint with 54. They get 25 fast break points. Wow. To zero for Milwaukee. Wow. I'm really curious. I want to go back here. I want to look at Wednesday's game against Milwaukee. Oh, we're going backwards now. Wednesday's game against Milwaukee. Because I feel like I remember that Milwaukee's an older team. They're not going to get a ton of fast break points. But yeah, 12 fast break points from Milwaukee on Wednesday compared to zero this afternoon. Zero. Shout out to the Magic defense. Terrific. Bench points 45 to 25 in favor of Orlando. You force 18 Milwaukee turnovers, and you only turn the ball over 11 times. Again, terrific. And you get 27 points off of those 18 turnovers. Amazing. Amazing. Let's look at, we'll do shooting stats really fast here. You hold the Bucks to 7 of 27 from 3, 26%. That's a W every single time. Magic go 31% from 3, which isn't great, but I mean, you make four more threes than them, and that's big time. 18 of 19 from the line, 94% for the Magic. Let's go. Gigantic. Just love to see that, man. Let's look at some of the scores from around the league. Coming down here to the final scores, Sixers beat the Nets by 21. No surprise there. Knicks and Bulls goes to overtime, which surprised me, and the Knicks win it. So the Knicks are going to be the 2 seed when we look at the standings here in a second. Heat beat the Raptors. No surprise there. The Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 157 to 115. They scored 49 points in the first quarter. Sheesh. The biggest surprise of the day, though, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers to lock the Cavs in that 4 seed where they will play your Orlando Magic. The Celtics beat the Wizards by 10, 132 to 122. The Western Conference, which has just as many spicy implications in their games, those games are just now getting underway, all of them in the first quarter. Really, really interesting stuff in the Western Conference. I'm going to be keeping an eye on those things after this show. It's going to be interesting. All right. Let's come back over here. I did see we got a super chat. Oh, am I just making stuff up? I guess that's the second time today. I could have sworn I saw a super chat, but I don't see one. Maybe it was something else. Okay. Doesn't matter. Okay. Guys, I should have done this. Let's see here. Because they've already put out the play-in schedule, which is very interesting. Obviously, they're waiting on the Western Conference. This is the Eastern Conference here. Heat, Sixers, Hawks, Bulls on Wednesday. That's so different. So in years past, let me just explain what I was talking about earlier. In years past, the 7-8 games, East and West, were on Tuesday. And the 9-10 games, East and West, were on Wednesday. It's always been like that since the play-in ever existed. However, because the Sixers are hosting this play-in game, the Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers of the NHL, who play in the same building as the Sixers, already have a home game scheduled for Tuesday. So the NBA, because the Bulls are hosting and they're in Central Time, they can do a 9:30 Eastern tip. And so that's what's happening here. That's why both Eastern Conference games are on Wednesday, the 7-8 and the 9-10, as well as both Western Conference games are going to be on Tuesday, which has never been done before. And then on Friday is when the two final games of the play-in will be before the playoffs start Saturday and Sunday. I want to do something else really fast. I did this once before on this show. It's been a while, but I did want to give you guys a little bit of heads up about what to expect when it comes to the playoffs, okay? So I want to pull this up here, and cover my face. That's fine. It's not important. Okay, take a look at this. This is based on last year's playoffs, okay? For those of you who are very logistical minded, you're trying to schedule out your next couple weeks, okay? Well, really 3 weeks. Based on last year and the year before and all those things, like, this is typically the NBA's schedule for the playoffs, okay? These are the windows we're looking at, all right? Don't come at me if they change it up this year. I have heard nothing about that. I'm a nerd when it comes to TV scheduling and stuff. And so I look at all this stuff. They're not changing this, okay? These are the windows the Magic are likely going to be looking at, okay? Game one, Saturday and Sunday, that's locked in. It's going to be that no matter what. Game two is typically that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Game three, the first home game of the series for the Magic, more than likely about a 95% chance, is going to be Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, the 25th, 26th, or 27th of April. So if you're trying to plan out your time, maybe you're traveling to Orlando, maybe looking at when to get off work, this is when you can look at, okay? Game four, typically Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 27th, 28th, 29th of April, okay? So that's the window there when you look at these first two home games. And you got the road game there, game five, game six, guaranteed 100% chance is going to be Thursday or Friday, May 2nd, May 3rd. Game sixes are always that Thursday, Friday, because game sevens have to be Saturday, Sunday, okay? So those are your game sixes. That's locked in. Game one, game six, locked in, guaranteed to be on those two dates each. But then all the middle ones, it's a little bit of a mess there. Obviously, a lot of days overlap. But hey, if you're looking for it, that's the information that you can look forward to when it comes to Magic playoff schedule, okay? All right, let's hit the chat one more time, guys. We're at 40 minutes here. We also got the Six Fan Show coming out later tonight. We got the Six Man Show coming out tomorrow. Lots of content here to celebrate this amazing accomplishment by this team. And at the end of the show, I'm going to celebrate it a little bit too. Henry says, Bucks lost second spot. Thanks, Pat Bev. That's amazing. Can't stand that guy. Destin for Greatness says, I know what I'm doing for my birthday. Playoffs. Let's go. Matthew says, bring on the Cavs. Let's do it. Didalo says, Jalen Suggs and J.I. were beasting. Major Everett says, we should let AB get a bit of playoff action. That'd be really fun. Fab says, plus 27 in 14 minutes for Wendell is insane. Again, Wendell was really, really good. He was really, really good. Let's see what else. Oh, from Austria. Michaela says, good evening from Austria. Orlando fans since 93. So happy the Magic are back in the playoffs. Us too. Thanks for tuning in, Michaela. I forgot. This is a perfect time for our friends over in Europe. I know we've got a lot of people tuning in from Ireland and the UK and Germany, like we always do, but I didn't even think about that. Like, it's for the UK, at least it's like 9 PM right now. What an amazing time. You guys got to watch this and not be sleep deprived. That's awesome. So happy for all you guys from across the pond that you got to enjoy this night. Luke says, we went into halftime with 8 turnovers and ended with 10. Also forced 18. Beautiful. Yeah, it's awesome, guys. It's awesome. To close out the show, guys, I just want to say, like, I'm just so beyond grateful for this regular season. Obviously, we're playing playoff basketball. I'm so pumped for that. For a moment here, I don't care what happens against Cleveland. I don't. For this moment right now, I just want to reflect on the last 82 games of this season. Because there's just a lot to be grateful for, right? I mean, looking at the standings, which we actually didn't do earlier, so this is a good time. Your Orlando Magic finished 12 games over 500. 12 games. 3 games back of the Knicks. 2 games back of the Bucks. 1 game back of the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's amazing. An amazing accomplishment. And I'll say it once again, for a team that is led by a 21 and 22 year old players. Incredible. Incredible accomplishment for this team. I'm so proud of these guys. Yeah, I got dicey in the last week, okay? It did. You can't argue with that. But at this point, guys, like, you just got to celebrate this. This is an unbelievable accomplishment. Think about where we were just 2 years ago, 2 calendar years ago from this exact moment. The season was over and we were spinning the lottery, praying to the basketball gods that we would get number one. And we did. And it changed everything. And so here we are. I can't believe it. 2 years. 2 years removed from that. Do you guys remember how much of that season sucked? That was an awful season of basketball. And 2 years later, we're the 5 seed. We're a game out of having a home court advantage. We're division champs. We're the best team in Florida. I'm getting emotional because, like, the turnaround in 2 years is crazy. It's crazy. I'm just so grateful. What a season. 82 games down. And even just thinking about this show, like, we did 4 preseason games. We did 81 of 82 regular season games. We have done a post-game live 85 times this season, guys. Can you believe that? When we launched this venture, this new venture for the Sixth Man Show, we had no idea what to expect. And we've been going 45 minutes on this show. I'm sitting here getting emotional, and there's still over 200 of you hanging out with us right now. It's insane. The support that you guys have shown this, the Sixth Man Show as a whole, our podcast, the Sixth Man Show post-game live here after every game, the Sixth Fan Show, like us on Twitter, on Instagram, like wherever, the support has been unbelievable this season. And so regardless what happens next, regardless what happens over the next 3 weeks against the Cavs, and then if we win that, who knows? Regardless what happens, I am just sitting here so grateful. So grateful for the season the team had. So grateful for the fans of this franchise. I love this fan base so much. And so grateful for this experience that we've had here on the Sixth Man Show. Here on the Sixth Man Show postgame live. Again, it's crazy to sit here and know we did 85 of these in the regular season. 85 is just so bonkers. I'm so excited that we don't have any more 10 o'clock tip-offs the rest of the way. I'm so excited we don't have any more back-to-backs. It's just great. It's great. Last look here at the standings. Celtics 1, Knicks 2, Bucks 3, Cavs 4, Magic 5, Pacers 6, Sixers 7, which is weird, Heat 8, Bulls 9, Hawks 10. So that means the 4-5, Cavs, Magic, 3-6, Bucks, Pacers, 2, Knicks will play the winner of the Sixers Heat on Wednesday. And the Boston Celtics will play the winner between the last game of the play-in on Friday. Last thoughts here from the chat. We got a lot of our friends over in Europe that are hanging out with us here. After I was talking about that, we got Didalis, who's in Holland, says, thank you, Kevin, Luke, and Jonathan, all you Magic fans, for a fantastic regular season. Let's go. Franz Boogie says, Bucks, Pacers. Yeah, that's spicy. Do not count out the Indiana Pacers. Don't do it. Addy says, bear hug from Iceland, my guy. We're back. Let's go, Addy. I'm going to get emotional again because Addy and I, in the digital world, go way back. We go way back, like 2006 and 7, like way the heck back on the old Orlando Magic message boards. And when I see OGs, I know a lot of you are OGs, but like people that I've digitally known for a really long time, a day like today, just like, it's just really special. It's really special. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, man, I didn't expect that. Jay Esco says, we're grateful for you, Kev, for all the post-game shows during this roller coaster of season. Great job. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Major Everett says, we will have 10 o'clock tip-offs in the finals in a month. Luckily, they tip off at 9 o'clock or 8:30 sometimes. So no 10 o'clock, but they might be a little bit late. That Dallas is Addy the legend, 100%. Oh, you also used to lurk there way back when. Awesome. That's amazing. That's amazing. OCL says, it's been one heck of a ride this season. Magic Kingdom, we deserve this. Jasko says, shout out to the old message boards. I used to creep. That's amazing. And Matt Browning, this is a great way to end it, says, this is just the beginning. Absolutely. Oh, there's one more super chat. Ferd says, play this song all the way from the UK. You know what, guys? We don't usually do this to close the show, but I think we got to play it twice. Let's play it twice. Come on. Playoffs, baby. Everybody in. Everybody in. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Watch out, beware! Let's go. Oh, that's going to do it. What a way to end it, guys. Sixth Man Show postgame live. Regular season wrapped. Postseason around the corner. Saturday or Sunday, game one. We'll be back for that. I can't believe it. Magic will be in Cleveland for game one. Sometime then. It's going to be wild. It's going to be, actually, you know what? You know what? No, stop the show. 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 I forgot about something. Look at this. I'm going to do this live on the show. Because we're waiting to find out the results. Look at this. We can say Magic at Cavs. There's step one. Oh, I messed it up. Oh, no. I'm botching this. This is really important here, okay? Look at this. Here we go. I'm changing this. I'm changing the last screen here because this is going to be so fun. Magic at Cavs. First round, Saturday or Sunday, April 20 or 21st. Tip off at boom. Now, when I go to this outro here, guys, then you're going to get to see it. The next time we do this show, the six-man show post-game live presented by Rock'em, it's going to be for the playoffs. I can't wait, guys. I can't wait. Use that code PLAYOFFS for 30% off at Rock'em.com. Place your order today. You will get your Magic playoff gear by game one, okay? Go to Rock'em.com. Use code PLAYOFFS. Magic in the playoffs. Let's go, man!